So I'm joined by Virginia Wilson. You are the wife of Peter, who sadly passed away almost 2 years ago in the tragic accident not far from your home here up on Sheriff Muir. The chap who was driving the recycling lorry will be sentenced today at the High Court in Stirling. How do you feel almost two years on about what happened on that terrible winter's day?
Well, obviously I'm most concerned about the driver. I won't be at the court to hear the sentence. We truly have passed on from this event. My husband, who is revered in the family, is with us all the time. So really, we have passed on from that event. And I just feel it's a rather sad time to drag this on to a trial. And I am concerned about the driver. We bear no ill will toward him whatsoever.
Despite the fact that he possibly was being careless and didn't check behind him before he reversed his vehicle.
Possibly so, but I mean, how many of us have failed to, be involved in accidents, however minor, of one kind or another, through carelessness? So we, as I said, none of the family have any ill will toward him at all.
So you're saying, but for the grace of God, it could have happened to anybody?
Exactly right, yes.
How difficult has it been for you over the last 2 years not having the man that you were married to for 50 years by your side anymore?
Well, the family of three children and their spouses and our seven wonderful grandchildren have been very supportive indeed. So we've all joined together.
And do you still feel him around you?
Absolutely, yes. He's here all the time.
He must have had a lot of energy for all these things he was doing. I mean, you helped build your house, he was into his academic stuff, his political stuff, and he liked being outside, didn't he? And
that was he loved it. He was a very healthy man, very independent. Although 80 at the time of the accident, he was really more like a man of 60. And I can't imagine him just sitting by the fire and letting time pass. So that every morning he wanted to go out in his electric wheelchair. He was a great expert on wildlife, and he would spend, something like an hour and a half, even 2 hours out observing the world around him. So very, very alert and very knowledgeable.
And you're in a perfect spot to do that up here in Sheriff Muir, up high, in the moorland here.
It's so beautiful. We're 1,000 feet above sea level, and we do have quite a different climate from Dunblane or Bridge of Allen, that's for certain, where we used to live. But we have been known to be snowed in here for at least 2 months at a time, and it is a paradise.
Did you ever worry about Peter's safety when he went out in the wheelchair? Did you ever think, is this a wise thing to be on a public road?
I didn't at all. He was a terrific driver, car driver. He had very good eyesight and very acute hearing. And because the Sheriff Muir is so open, you can actually see a car coming from a half a mile or even a mile away. And this moment he would see movement on a road in a distance or hear a car coming, he would immediately pull over to the side of the road. And it never troubled us at all. In fact, our children all share this feeling that one should encourage adventure in their own children. Because what is life for but adventure? I couldn't keep him at home. That's for certain. But he was very, very careful. And everyone knew him on this road because he was out every day. They would stop and talk to him or give him a wave as they went past. So we never had any concern about that at all. So,
Can you remember exactly what happened on that day then?
Yes, I was out sawing wood because, of course, I had to do all of the outdoor work that he would have done before his stroke. But I was aware of a rescue helicopter coming and noticed that it was landing in the field opposite the house. And I ran out and saw a policeman and asked if I could get past this small collision, I thought it was, in order to reassure him, as he would be way down the road by that time, so I thought. But of course, the policeman took me back to the house and told me what had happened and so forth. And they did allow me to go out later to be with him on the road.
So they knew that he was your husband at that point, the police officers?
They realized it, mm-hmm. Yes, they realized it when I came and said that my husband had gone past in a wheelchair. Mm.
Is that a hard memory for you to recall?
I try not to recall it, I must say. I'm in a place he loved, and he's here all the time. I keep very, very busy, and I try not to reflect upon these events at all.
Mm-hmm. Is there a reason for that? Is it because you just don't want your less of your life to be?
Well, he was the same as I. We had the same. We were on the same wavelength, the children would say. We had bore the same point of view that if ever there was a worry in the family, he would hide it so as not to worry others, and I would do the same. So I just feel that he's here, he's not gone, so it doesn't distress me now.
How difficult is it life without him then?
Well, someone asked me that. Because he couldn't speak for 8 years, if maybe that had some impact on the way I looked at things now. He hadn't been able to speak to me, but as I say, we understood each other so perfectly. And I really think that if something happened to me, he would have been the same exactly, an acceptance of what has happened. And one must never rail against this. One must do the best that one can in life and just accept what comes then.
And Scott Hamilton and the sentencing of him today, does that bring a closure for this for
Not
you?
Not really. We had our closure long ago when we celebrated my husband's life in Barra. This does bring things back, and I bear no ill whatsoever, nor does anyone in the family. And we couldn't consider that we should turn up in the court and hear a sentence. We just want to put that away and can't think of that. So, except, you know, to consider his future. As I say, none of us bear any ill will for this man at all.
So, are you possibly saying to me you don't want him to go to jail?
I have no feelings about the sentence whatsoever. As I, the police were going to tell me what happened in the accident. Well, perhaps it's best they didn't, but I wasn't there. I don't know anything about it. So I just know that my husband passed away on that day. That's sufficient for us. So.
And if you're able to meet Scott Hamilton, the driver, what would you say to him?
I don't think I would care to carry it beyond. As I say, this putting aside the memories that we have of my husband when he was alive, I wouldn't even consider thinking of that. So,
okay. Well, thank you very much for talking to me and telling me about Peter and the legacy that he's left, which is a remarkable one, isn't it?
He was an absolutely wonderful man who gave his life every minute of his day when he wasn't working to the family. And they have felt his loss greatly, but I think they've carried on their stoicism as I have. So,
yeah. And they'd be so proud of him. He'd
be
proud of them.
Absolutely. He was a remarkable father. He really was, and we will remember that.
Great. Well, thank you very much.